entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
This is Patty from Soak This. Our next event is October 29th, and it's Actors from Days of Our Lives. For tickets, I want you to go to soakthis.ticketleap.com. Again, that's soakthis.ticketleap.com, October 29th. Charities are going to be the veterans. We're working with the veterans and domestic violence for the month of October. For information about the event, contact Patty at 727-210-5143. We hope to see you there.
Breathe in the feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor. Or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkissed Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkissedCharters.com. So we'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connection soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And welcome to Hollywood Connections. New time for a while. We're going to try out from 8 to 9 p.m. I was in the afternoon from 2 to 3 and 2 to 2.30, 2 to 3. And now I am actually on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Let me tell you a little bit about Hollywood Connections. I've been on the air for over, oh my gosh, 40 years or so. I think I've been here, Bobby, about 14 or 15 years.
Yes, you have.
At the station. And I'm so excited because my show helps people get connected in show business without being taken, getting you to the right people, getting you to the right agents, producers, managers, and I've had so many success stories. I even have beauty queen reporters that are out and about, California to Hollywood, Florida, to all over the world, and they actually now, some of them have their own half-hour show, which is super excited for them as well, and that's going to be next week after my show. And they have some amazing guests as well that I've trained them. And you can be next. You could have a title. You could have a crown, a sash, and a media ID and training with me as well. And maybe your own half-hour show. And what you have to do is call 727 871-7788, our production office, and just let us know if you are interested. Now, I have all ages. I even have children. Who's going to turn down a child on a red carpet, right?
No, who could do that?
Exactly. And being here on Hollywood Connections, I just don't have Hollywood Connections. Also, last year, of course, my son passed away. He was 34. And then I wanted to do more miracle stories. And those are becoming up. And if you actually text the production number, we'll send you the miracle stories to help you get through something that you may be getting through or lost a loved one. And people that died and went to heaven and the other way down. And the books I'm still reading are amazing. And that has really gotten me through the grieving process. People say, how are you doing it? Well, it is what it is. And when God calls them, it's just their time for some reason. But it's going to be every day that you miss somebody that you love dearly, of course. And so, anyways, we have miracle stories. And then today at 8:30, we have hopefully another VIP guest popping in the show of our local concierge part. I am a concierge here in Florida, and I'm super excited because that is my other fun job, besides being a flight attendant, and then also being part owner of SunKissCharters.com, where you can take a 37-foot sailboat out in the Gulf of Mexico and bring your own food, your own drinks, and then you can call 727-871-7788 and book that. We have a couple charters this week. The sunsets are amazing. And in the meantime, I'm super excited because I'm here at the Tantalk Radio Network station here in Clearwater, Florida, and I think my special VIP guest is on the air. Is she there?
She is here.
Hi, is that Amber?
Amber.
Can we hear her? Hold on, Amber.
Can you hear us now, Amber?
Okay, I'm here. Are you on speakerphone, Amber?
Yes.
Can you go on regular phone? Let's try that. I know we had a little technical difficulties with the station, that we're still trying to get through the process with lightning hitting the clock tower. Back to the future.
Yes.
Okay. Can we hear you now?
You can hear us? She can hear us.
Okay. Can we hear her?
I can hear her.
I can't. Amber, are you there? Do we have a portable phone, Bobby? Like with a speaker on it?
Do you want to do her on your cell phone and just hold it there? That would be... There actually sounds pretty good that way.
Okay, I can try that.
Yeah,
I'm live on TikTok, too.
I see. Yeah. I can let you use this one here.
Yeah.
One second. Sure?
Can you give... Okay, that'd be awesome.
Yes, I'll do it.
All right, hold on, everybody, because Bobby can hear her. That's the one thing when you have a radio station, our owner, that sometimes it's not the fault of lightning hitting your tower because it is a tall tower. And in the meantime, we're going to get Amber on here in a second. She's getting the number. And she is one of, I call, the best of the best on TikTok. If you want your numbers up and follow parties, I'm up to 19.1K now on TikTok. I'm super excited about that. And because of Amber and other people, but Amber, mostly the one that she shouts you out and she gives you so much opportunity to follow each other, and your numbers do go up. And so for those of you on TikTok, I'm under Dawn Reese Show. And if you have a chance, go look at my first video. It's on pin, and it was a pontoon boat that got 8.1 million views. I still can't believe it. 8.1 million views. In the meantime, before Amber comes back, just a little bit more about Hollywood Connections, miracle stories, travel, concierge part of my show. We're going to be having a very amazing guest that's local here that's coming in. And I always say, remember, give God all the glory and honor. And if you are looking for something in your life, make sure you get on your knees and you start praying. And you open your Bible. I bought a daily year Bible, and I'll tell you that makes a difference. And I think here she comes. We're getting Amber on right now. Amber, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here, Dawn. How are you?
I'm good. I have Bobby's cell phone, so I guess one of our lines.
We work it out.
I know. Well, we have a Skype line too, Bobby. I forgot. And he said this would work much better. So you're live on the air on 106.1 FM. And yay! So Amber's somebody that I looked at. I said, you know, when you see somebody and you just have this connecting spirit, you're like, she would be a great friend to have. You know?
Oh, my. Goodness, well, I absolutely adore you as well, and I'm here for it, and I definitely just adore you, and you definitely go around, just you bless so many and you inspire so many, and you know, I just love, you know, the way you do things, and I think it's just fabulous how many people get to be blessed by you, you know, and all the cool, you know, little things, side things that you do for people. It's just really great. You know, if you're blessed, then you bless others, and I really, truly, honestly believe in that.
Oh, you know, you were saying that yesterday. There was a wedding where I worked. It was a very small wedding from Ireland. I just have to tell everybody this. It was so cute, and all of a sudden I started to videotape it, and I put some music to it. I put it on TikTok, but I sent it to the people. And they said, you took some angles. They didn't have anyone videotaping. It was like six people. They were so thankful. And I just said, I just felt to do that for you. And they were just like, oh my gosh, you did that out of the kindness of your heart.
And that's a memory that they'll have for the rest of their lives. And, you know, that's just wonderful. I love that. Ireland. Oh my gosh.
I know. Well, Amber, tell everybody about yourself. You're live on 3FM, 3AM. You're live on my TikTok as well. And tell everybody, you know, how to follow you, what you do, what times you go on the air.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay, so my TikTok handle name is going to be at Amber Fee, so AMBERF as in Frank, AI, and 2S is like Sam. And I have now 403,100 followers, and
ooh,
I'm so happy because, and I know it says followers, but really it's family, because I'm going now on my fourth year on the platform. I just love it. It's just a wonderful way to build a bigger, you know, better, more collaborative community at a really fast rate, as well as be able to promote brands and products and have the opportunity to make ads, you know, for the platform. It's just a really, you know, so many different ways to monetize yourself on the platform, you know, and once you find your niche, you know, you just take off and you go from there.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I see. What days do you go live? What about what times?
So right now I'm going live at 10 a.m. So I do those morning lives, and then 3 p.m. for my afternoon lives, and 6 p.m. and that's Eastern Standard Time or Mountain Standard Time, and it's Arizona time. So
gotcha. And then
for people, you know, it does for me.
And give everybody your TikTok name, because they're wanting to know who you are.
Oh yes, yeah, so it's Amber Faze. It's AMBERFAISS.
That's right, and you can find her, add her, and follow her. You've had some pretty big numbers in your live, I've seen.
Yes, I was holding about, you know, 6,000 to 8,000 people for a little while there, doing the not blinking videos. However, that started to get to my eyes, and I realized it's probably not a good trend. So, for people to be copying. So I just decided to end that and keep doing my original, like dance videos or, you know, whatever trend is going on. I just do that, or I try to come up with my own dance or my own sound, you know, that I think people might like to make videos to. And yeah, that's the whole thing about being an originator, you know, is making and creating, and then for people to copy. And then there's creditors, where you copy the dance or you use the sound somebody created to then, you know, obviously make that sound go viral. So it takes a community to do that. And it's really great just being a part of that and, you know, getting a chance to be creative.
Exactly.
Myself.
Now, what is your content like? What have you noticed that gets you the numbers up there for you?
Definitely, I would say Blankly Staring at videos that are currently going viral with fewer shares. I would also say anything that's like a sound, like if you have like 100,000 people, like a sound like with 20,000, you know, videos to it, I would suggest using that type of sound if it's going viral at the time, because, you know, it might get bigger. And then if your video is already in there, you have a better chance of going viral. Also, I think posting, you know, and then 30 minutes after posting, going live really, really, really helps bring in those numbers, the followers, the, you know, the people that are your VIPs or subscribers that are going to stay there forever, people that are going to buy your merchandise, you know, people that are going to be wanting, you know, want to meet you and talk to you. And just really cool things are, you know, and possibilities can come from just being on platform, period. I just love it so much. It's just a great opportunity for everybody and any small business looking to grow their brand. Perfect time right now to hop on to TikTok and sign up and go ahead and, you know, get your business started today, because everybody's doing it and why not?
Exactly. Now, I know a lot of people don't understand. I have a lot of new people that are watching as well, and they don't understand what the TikTok gifts are. There's so many. And can you explain how that works for people?
Yeah, so you can actually, during live streams, there's a gift box located at the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. You guys can click that, and it will, you're able to then recharge and buy coins. And then coins are used to purchase the gifts in-app. But I would suggest buying them on TikTok.com because it is 30% cheaper.
Oh, really?
There, yes, it's so much cheaper, and you get a few extra coins more than you would if you bought the same amount.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Package on the app. So definitely go to TikTok.com to buy those coins.
Well, another thing, too, with people that, you know, I see a lot of people that are just hungry. They get on, you know, they're waiting for people to pay them. And you're like, you know, and their content is nothing. You know, you're like, okay, I'm going to go to the next one.
Right.
And then,
yeah, exactly.
And I see you and you're bubbly and you're having fun with everybody. And you announce everyone as you can when they're coming by really fast. How well do you do with the TikTok when people are, you know, are paying you on TikTok? Kind of an idea.
What kind of what?
Like for the TikTok, like how, what's your percentage of like what you get from people on TikTok? A little bit.
I see, yeah. So the percentage that the creators do get on the platform from the coins is going to be, you know, probably roughly around, you know, it's just sad to say, but, you know, they take 80%. We get about 20 to 30%.
Right.
Whatever is gifted. So, like, one rose would be equivalent to, like, a penny to a half penny. And then, like, 1,000 coins would be equivalent to, like, maybe $2 to $3.
Right. That's good to know, because people don't know that, you know. And, yeah. You know, and then there are some bigger gifts that people can send as well if they really like.
Yeah, which is really exciting. And, you know, the battles are really fun, too. You know, I do them once in a while, but... there are some out there, some creators that really battle it up, you know, and those can get interesting and fun to be, participate in. You know, the U.S. rankings or any rankings in any country, people are doing those. You've also got other rankings that are like up in the upper right-hand corner of the screen when you're in someone's live that not a lot of people are aware of, but there are other activities right there that you can swipe left and scroll and look at. So lots of different buttons and features to learn.
That's super cool. And what does Amber do for fun? What is your, like, free time? What is me time?
Oh, definitely dancing. I love to dance. I love to listen to music. I clean. I've got, you know, 3 kids, so I clean a lot. I take care of them.
Wait, you have 3 children? You have 3 children?
3.
How old are they?
I do. My oldest is 13. She just turned 13 in August this year. So crazy. And then my middle child, Alexander, he just turned 5 in May.
Not working.
And then my youngest is Chloe, and she is turning 4 in November. And yeah, and my son, Alexander, is nonverbal and on the spectrum and does have seizures, but we do maintain, you know, really, really well with all of the specialists that he does have, you know, the neurologist and the AB therapist and the OT therapist and the speech therapist and the feeding therapist.
Wow, God bless you.
And he does go, you know, to programs all week long and programs. So he is a very busy little man.
Gotcha.
Very busy little family here.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, your success is growing so fast on TikTok. It's amazing, and it's great to see how much fun that you have as a creator and the videos.
Thank you so much. Yes, I do. I do my best to keep everybody smiling and give them what they want to see, you know, within reason. And just make sure to spread love and positivity to everybody in the world, because there is just so much negativity, and there's so much, you know, just sadness and pain, and you never know what somebody's going through. And it's really important to address everybody that comes into the live. That's why I do it. You know, I don't just wait for, you know, gifts to come around. I always make sure to notice every single person in that room, regardless of what is going on, and go live with no expectations ever. And I think that's the best way to do this job and the best way to get your name out there, because it's not about that, and eventually all that stuff will come. It's about changing people's lives and inspiring people and allowing them to know and believe and dream big, like, and know that they can do absolutely anything they put their minds to. That's really what I love to do.
That's such a role model, Amber. I'll tell you, just to hear that is so motivating for people. And you don't know who you touch in your lives. That, like you said, they're going through something, and you may give, you know, just a positivity word that just keeps them smiling. And that's true.
You know, just by going live, you know, for any person, you know, your own people are going to find you. You're going to find your own family, and eventually they're going to, you know, be there. They're going to be there every single day for you. They're going to miss you when you're not live. You know, it's like watching a TV show and all of a sudden it's been canceled. Like that would drive a person insane. So that's how much that we as streamers mean to our family members. Because that's really what they are. They're not just followers. They're a whole fan. It's a whole family.
Exactly. Oh my God, I have to tell you what came in the mail yesterday. I bought myself a scrolling TikTok ring. Have you seen those?
No, that sounds so cool.
It's called, I'll take a picture of it. I'll make a video on TikTok. It's a pink where you can have whatever color, and I just set my daughter-in-law one for her birthday. But you can, you know how you hold your phone at night, or you put it on something on the stand, or you're like scrolling through and then your hand hurts? So this is a little TikTok ring, $20 I paid for it, and you push this little button and it scrolls to the next one, and then you can push the middle one for hearts. It is so cool.
Oh, wow. Yes, like a little tapper.
Yeah, it's so for that price. I was like, I love this thing. It's so cool.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people are going to love that, because a lot of the comments in my feed are, oh my gosh, my fingers hurt, or oh my gosh, my arm hurts from tapping, you know, because they're tapping like crazy.
Oh, yeah. But this is something that you just put on your hand, and then you just put it in, you know.
How convenient. Yeah, this way you don't hurt yourself here.
Yeah, I mean, I had the thing. Creams. Yeah, I had the thing around my neck one time. I think I bought it at the Five and Below store, and then you just keep scrolling. You know, where it's on your neck. But this is so cool. You have it on your little stand, and you have your ring on your hand, and you just like scroll and tap. And I have my headsets at night. Like I have this like Bluetooth headband or this other headset. So I'm not waking my husband up laughing at some of the videos.
Yeah, I know how that is. You know, waking the kids up, well, for sure. Because as soon as I wake up, I'm like, you know, checking everything really quick, and then I shut it down, and then I start doing my daily activities, and I go back to it. But yeah, I definitely have to get one of those.
Oh, for sure. I'll make a video of that, because I was so excited about that. That came
in. So neat, and how convenient.
I know. What are they? Did you see the other big screens of what they're doing in Japan and our other areas?
Oh yes. Oh my gosh, that's one heck of an idea. And let me tell you what, if I could get my hands on one of those, I've been searching for one.
I found it.
I could do that.
Amber, I did some researching. There's two websites. I'll send you. And they want like $1,500.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, quite a bit. But hey, if you invest in yourself, it might be worth it. You never know.
I know. I wish they'd sell it here in the U.S., but, you know, I mean, it's really cool. I'm like, I want one of those.
Yeah, with like a little pointers.
Yeah.
Point at everybody's name and click on everybody's profile so everybody gets to see a little bit.
Yeah.
Like about them.
I like it where they say, they're like, welcome to my show channel.
Yeah, they're cute. Yeah, they're awesome. I love them too. Yeah, they do a great job with that whole new thing that they're doing there.
Yeah, but I don't think they're watching the videos all the way through. They're tapping it. Do you see that?
Right. They're just giving a super like.
Yeah, it's not like it. But Amber, it's a pleasure. Give your TikTok name again one more time. We're live on TikTok for everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be at AmberFaiss. So AmberFaiss. And I'm more anybody's welcome to join.
All right. Thank you, Amber. It's been a pleasure. And thank you for calling in tonight. And I always love giving the best of TikTok live. And she is amazing. I'm telling you, people that are driving, add her and follow her, and you're going to get followers.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Thank you so much, Dawn Race. I really appreciate you and what you do.
Awesome. I love you too, and I can't wait to catch up. All right, bye, Amber. All right,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love featuring TikTokers, especially the ones that are here in the United States as well and from all over the world watching. And we'll be right back. We're going to go to a commercial.
Yes, let's play those.
And I think we have another Himalaya Salt Cave or one of them. We'll be right back with a special VIP guest. This is the concierge segment of my show.
Breathe
right
in the feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor. Or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Hi, I'm Dawn, the Sunkissed Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkissedCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
This is Patty from Soak This. Our next event is October 29th, and it's Actors from Days of Our Lives. For tickets, I want you to go to soakthis.ticketleap.com. Again, that's soakthis.ticketleap.com, October 29th. Charities are going to be the veterans. We're working with the veterans and domestic violence for the month of October. For information about the event, contact Patty at 727-210-5143. We hope to see you there.
This is super exciting because I met this gentleman on a yacht, a very beautiful yacht in Tampa. And introduce yourself to everybody.
I am Mike Domstetter.
Oh, is that the right mic? Oh, he said the other microphone.
Yep, there use that one. There you are.
We got two mics. Actually, we have three mics. Four mics, since his name is Mike. Michael.
Yeah, I'm Mike Helmstetter, the CEO of Clearwater Jolly Trolley.
That's right. And the Jolly Trolley is like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. How many trolleys do we have here?
We have 36 trolleys that we service our community in several different ways.
First, I have to tell you, you're also with the Bay Area Concierge Association.
Oh, they're wonderful people, man. I love CC and the group over there just left few of them actually at the Amplify event. That's where I'm just coming from.
Oh, yes. Cece is amazing. She's a new head of everything, and she does such a great job emailing us, and it's been a blessing. And I'm a concierge at one of the hotels. I can't say where, but I'm having a blast as well. I think I sent 12 people on the Jolly Trolley in the last 2 days.
Hey, did you hear back?
I heard they were so excited, except when they went through the graveyard. They were like, oh my God, I wasn't ready for that.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, that's real ghost scene. This is the real deal here.
Wow. You know? So I have to ask you, how did you get with Jolly Trolley?
Yeah, I mean, real interesting. You know, I just moved down here from Chicago.
Okay, you're Midwestern. I'm Milwaukee. Neighbors.
Right on, neighbors. And I'm sure we both came down here for the same reason.
Yes.
Sunshine and these beautiful, incredible beaches.
Did you ever come to visit Clearwater Beach before you moved here? Like
all the time, of all places. So my parents retired from Disney, but they live in Orlando.
Okay.
So for 25 years,
oh wow,
I have vacationed down here. And the reason I took on this assignment was to bring some more additional family entertainment to this area.
Nice.
And that's exactly what we have produced right here, right now. And
wow.
It's a nostalgical kind of just a tour of so much great history that sits in this, you know, maybe one of the oldest cities ever here in America. Back before America was America, it was Florida, and right here, you know, is really one of the founding places. And we bring these stories to life of the pioneers of, you know, the families that actually, you know, built the train tracks and the largest wooden structures. But as everything happens over time,
you know, I have to go back because a couple things. When I first saw Florida, my parents brought me to the Holiday Inn down there, and now it's no longer at the corner by the bridge in San Key. And who knew? Watch what you put on your refrigerator, because I put Florida all over Clearwater Beach. And years later, I'm here. And back in the days, I put a sailboat when I was a flight attendant. And I'm like, I'm making $30,000 a year flying with the Florida Panthers. It was great. And I'm like, how am I ever going to get a sailboat? Well, God has a sense of humor. And my husband, we have Sunkissed Charters. .com, but yes, and we have the same sailboat almost I put on my refrigerator. So if you're planning to move here, that's your magical, yes, it's a vision board.
Yeah, no, whenever you put God first on any venture, you're going to succeed. And
exactly.
That's exactly what it took to bring these stories to life, and the history was there. And these ideas have been there forever, and the Clearwater Historic Society was such a major part in making this happen, and it's their history.
Exactly. You know, I have to say, with the Bay Area Concierge Association, anybody can join if they're an outside vendor like us or other people. We went on the Jolly Trolley Christmas tour. What an experience that was. I want to tell you, I didn't dress up, which I should have for Christmas, but this year I will. It was so major, magical Christmas that it was everybody dressed up, and we tell us about what they do, and they rented it for us.
So this year we've expanded our service. So last year, even, you know, in the past, the Jolly Trolley has done it. So this last year we tried to make the processes a little bit smoother and provide more value to everybody.
I'm going to turn you around to the camera so they can see you.
This year now,
there you go.
We've put together individual ticket sales. We have two different tours we're doing. We partner with the Botanical Gardens, which has, I mean, absolutely Disney quality light show that goes off there. So we're going to bring you through over there. We're going to bring you around some of our little secret spots here that over the years that we've been doing this that we found, and really just showcase an amazing time of the season that we have to celebrate.
You now. Took us through the home areas that had the best lighting houses for the area that were all lit up and magical, and you went to another area. We came back so refreshed and went to the Largo Park with the lights. That was so beautiful, and I that was so memorable on that. Also, too, is with the Jolly Trolley, the Haunted Tour. Now, you have two of them, North and South. Explain both of them. I know that the one is kind of full for September right now, I noticed.
Yeah, you know, October, we've got a lot of dates as we're getting ready for the season coming up here. That we've already got sold out. We are launching next week the north side of the tour. And that one, we actually, there's more ghosts that you're going to see there. Some incredible stories here, some very deep sacrifices made over time. But it's definitely worth your time here. If you want to hear some you know, really deep stories that sit at that cemetery, which, you know, I mean, has even the baby burial ground little section to it, but also from the Union soldiers here and the Confederate soldiers. And there's a funny story that goes along with that. The first time I actually went out of that cemetery, there was a coyote, the biggest coyote we've ever seen. I'm like in this little Mazda Miata convertible. And I got Dave from the Dunedin Museum with me. And this coyote, we thought was going to jump in the car.
Oh, no.
But this coyote actually, when people put flags out there, everybody thought somebody was actually taking them. When they found out it was the coyotes, so whenever people leave flags, the coyote actually grabs them.
Oh my gosh! Oh wow, that's interesting. And I noticed, give the website and then tell them how to book, because it's very easy.
Yeah, it's hauntedclearwater.com, or, you know, clearwaterjollytrolley.com. Also, we've got the hauntedduneden.com coming here, which I think you can go on. I've put together some dates now. You know, also, we're going to be releasing here in the next few weeks our Brews and Booze, where we're going from brewery to cemetery to brewery to cemetery to brewery. So
That'll be a real fun one coming up for the month here. And what a way to celebrate in the Gulf Coast here in Florida.
That's interesting. Now, I also see, I mean, how many trolleys are there, would you say?
We have 36 trolleys.
Really?
And we've got a lot of ways, you know, and we've become the attraction that takes it to your destination. So when you're down here getting married or, you know, and for your wedding, either beach wedding, how fantastic it is to have a trolley. But even when you're down here, you know, getting married at these beautiful churches, to get all your guests there together, or, you know, the night before to go out and enjoy, you know, some food over and get on one of these yachts that we got, these amazing yachts that we have right here in Clearwater
Pier 60. Oh, the Yacht Starship is awesome for a dinner cruise.
Oh, incredible. And what a deal it is, too. Yeah. It's amazing with all the prices that have gone up that they've done their best to remain, you know, the same, just like Jolly Trolley has. We're not for profit, so we have not increased our prices here.
Right, right. It's such a pleasure because we went on that beautiful yacht. I have to tell the story what happened. We were invited with the Bay Area Concierge Association. We get in this beautiful yacht. It's raining slightly. We get out there. We're thinking of this wonderful cruise, and we're talking, and the Coast Guard came on, and they just wanted to play with everybody to make sure everybody had vest on, that it wasn't a paying cruise, that we were guests. So they were going around telling everybody, oh, so how'd you get here? We're a guest. And they ruined our whole trip.
That was like Mar-a-Lago almost here, just on a much lesser level, but wow.
I know. I sat and I made a TikTok video where I had a glass of champagne and I went, this is how we do it or something. And there, you can see the Coast Guard coming on. And I'm just like cheering and just sitting. But I got to meet you as well. And out of all this craziness with what happened, then we had to turn the boat around because then it poured down rain.
Oh, my son's been in the Coast Guard for a dozen years. I couldn't even share that story with them. It was hard to believe that had ever happened.
There were like six or seven of them. They just all was up and checking everything. Like, really, people? We were out to have a good time. But the hors d'oeuvres were amazing.
Food was wonderful.
Yes,
everybody.
That chef,
the crew was just dynamite.
Exactly, exactly. So with back to the Jolly Trolley, so a lot of people want to know like how far it goes. Now, I do know because I send people a lot, and I'll tell them they want to go to Tarpon Springs. Do they have to go down to the main bus station and then change over in Clearwater to get the Tarpon one?
Yeah, so it depends where you're coming from.
Right.
We've got three trolleys that run all day from 8 to 8:15 in the morning. Till 11 p.m. every night. On the weekends, we're running till 1 in the morning. On that
wow.
So it's every hour it passes through. You know, we come up through Dunedin, we go through Palm Harbor, and then we go up to Dodo Canese. And at Dodo Canese, I mean, you've got some of the most amazing little Greek little treasures up there. Some terrific food. And, you know, we go there. We stop at the end at one of my all-time favorite restaurants, Rusty Belly's. And from there, we have a half an hour layover. We use that to try to balance out the time throughout the year as we get these, you know, seasonal adjustments in traffic.
Okay.
So when you do see the trolley sitting there, it's for the year-round convenience factor of, you know, trying to provide the most accurate schedule that we can here.
Right.
Under the conditions.
Well, yeah, I want to say where I work, it's so great because they show their room key, and they get to ride for free, which is amazing for the customers. And I even had a compliment one time, I think it was after the 10:30 one, and I think the driver was going back that way, so she dropped the guest off at the hotel. And that was, she came back, she goes, I can't believe the courtesy I got from Jolly Trolley. It was amazing.
Our drivers are a team that is just incredible. You know, we've got some guys that they've literally put their life out there when they're going to a cemetery every night. I mean, here's a funny story. So Dave has been one of our drivers from the time we started this 7 weeks ago. So he's driving us like four times a week, and some nights he's driving it three times. He tells me, you know, Mike, I've got a ghost now at home, and I don't know if I should tell my wife or not. And I'm like, like, okay.
No, something followed him home.
And then days later, his wife calls me, and she's like, Mike, we have a ghost now at our house. And I'm like, I'm not the bad guy here. I mean, I'm hoping they didn't yawn or whistle, because you never do that going into a cemetery.
Oh, geez.
But maybe if you're there enough times, and he's out there till midnight every night, you know, maybe
he
yawned.
Maybe he just likes to ride the Jolly Trolley, you know, because it's fun.
But we got some real ghost stories here. I mean, if you got a few minutes, I'd be more than happy to.
Yeah, another 15 minutes.
I could share one with you. But this story here, first of all, continues to grow, and it just keeps getting deeper and deeper. And, you know, as I said from go here, as we start everything with the purpose to make certain it's going to succeed, well, the purpose here, when Dunedin Museum, we were working on this for months, and I asked them for a story, and I said, I need the story here that's going to make this. Of all the people, I mean, you got the original founders here, the McMullins, the Turners, you know.
Mm-hmm. Tell the people who the McMullins and the Turners were so they know.
Well, when you drive down the streets and you see these names, you know, that sit on these green and white signs, and we wonder, you know, where does Turner come from? Where does McMullin come from? Where does Coachman
come from?
Like McMullin
Booth, then, yeah.
Okay, and McMullin Booth. And just, I mean, here's a funny thing right here, a little piece of history. That is John Wilkes Booth, the man that assassinated the President of the United States. That is his cousin that street is named after.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, talk about histories and mysteries all the way around.
Well, I just found out our motto for Florida is "In God We Trust." We look it up to Google it.
Right, everybody else pays cash.
Wow, that's interesting. Oh my gosh! So, what else that people can learn from the Jolly Trolley? The times. What were the times again?
So it runs at 10:30 every night.
Is there a 7:30 too or not?
Yeah, we do 7:30s on the weekends, Fridays, Saturdays, okay. 9 o'clock as well in between. It's a 75-minute tour. In October, we're running three times a night, but we got some nights already sold out all the way around.
Are they dressing up for Halloween for that? Or?
Well, here, okay, yes. Okay. BeLoco event just did it, and they looked amazing. I got to share the pictures with you, which I'll send
wow.
to you. But, I mean, they were all dressed like unbelievable. This Saturday at the 9 o'clock, we got 24 witches that are going
God.
To be on the trolley. So
I know what my friends are thinking. They're watching from church. They're like, Dawn, what are you doing?
So if you want to witness this probably one and only time event, it will be, if you get on to 7:30, they'll be getting off at the 9 o'clock, or getting on
so
at the 9.
So are they dressing up, or are they real? Are they
real? They're the real deal witches. They're the dancing witches of Dunedin.
Oh, my God.
You know,
I know somebody that's listening that would really like to do this. And that's interesting. I mean,
This is this Saturday. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. That'll never happen again. But also, let me tell you about another first time amazing thing coming up October 7th and 8th with the Capitol Theater. Inspired there by this tour here is actually Kendra talks about some of the haunts that are happening there today.
Now, the Capitol Theater's been here for how long? That's been...
Forever.
Yeah, 19-something.
Forever. It's
right.
Changed over a few times. Matter of fact, let me just share some pictures that actually we have on that you'll see on our sightseeing tour.
Oh, wow.
But we have back when Mr. Roebling would drive his alligator out of his pool at his house over at the Roebling Manor, over and park it in front of the Capitol Theater. He was the only man, which still today he has a seat inside of that place named after himself that's a double wide seat.
Oh, geez.
But it was his own seat that he had in there back in like the front row.
Okay.
But now they brought it back, keeping that remembrance alive.
Wow.
But these stories out of that theater, I don't know how Kendra does it. She's been the manager over there. She's just a spectacular person. So I truly believe everything that she says, but when she starts talking about like what these ghosts, they're not bad ghosts, not mean ghosts. I mean, we keep away from all of those. That's why we only go to the safest places and the safest
cemeteries. I'd bring
cemeteries.
My holy water with me, seriously.
It's a good start.
I'm telling you. You're like blessing me.
Get a water buffalo.
For sure. You are such a joy to have here. You have a great radio voice.
Well, thank you. I've always been told I had a great radio face, of course.
No. We're also live on YouTube and Facebook, so you got to turn more that way to the camera up there as well. So have you ever thought of like doing like an old-time radio show, like, you know, how they used to do the spooky, haunted radio show? You remember that, Bobby? And it was like, what was that called? It was called Classic Radio. No, not
Radio Plays.
There was another name for it. I just went blank on it. But, you know, like the old-time radio with you be in your car and you hear the story on the air and you wouldn't get out of your car because you wanted to hear the end of it?
I just left over there at Hogan's because I'm trying to get Mr. Hogan, talk him into doing the voiceover on the sightseeing.
Oh, wow.
And I was just explaining to...
Did you talk to his friend Ron Howard? Ronnie?
No.
Ronnie runs the... Hi, Ronnie, if you're listening. He runs the Hulk Hogan shop. He's friends with my friend Marcus in Miami.
Perfect. Then you will connect these dots here when we're done. And how great would that be to have... You know, as we just talked about how things were back then, but he was beyond legendary.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, there was literally, he was at the top. I mean, so many people were inspired by what he did.
Well, and now, you know, at Hogan's Hangout, I haven't been there on a Monday. I don't say do karaoke, but I do hear that his son Nick is running the karaoke, and I guess Hulk does pop in. I mean, I'm supposed to say this on the air. Maybe you'll see him, maybe you won't, but I had some guests that were so excited. They were from out of state, and they're like, I'm going Monday night. It was last night, so I hope they had a great time over there.
I did get tipped off that he announces the karaoke winners.
Oh. Gotcha. Very cool. Very cool. But yeah, if you ever want a show here, we could call the Jolly Trolley Show.
No, that would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't you like that, Bobby? The Jolly Trolley stories, you know, just bring it to the airwaves.
Host it. With all of the great events that we do every week, it's, you know, we get to be part of so many people's weddings, which is, you know, such an important day for them all. And we've been providing for 40 years here to our community these services. You know, and we take them quite serious. We know all the right people. Mm-hmm. You know, we work with all the concierge to make certain that everything is seamless. So that day goes as great as you could ever even imagine it.
You go all the way down to John's Pass, you go to St. Petersburg, they have to change over, but you give them, the guests that come here for travel, you give them an experience, which is amazing. How did the Jolly Trolley, I know we have 7 minutes left, but how did the Jolly Trolley start? How did the beginning start?
So it began here to service our amazing aquarium that we have.
Ah, who founded it?
It was a few different... guys that lived in the area here that were very solid, smart businessmen that loved the community, and they wanted to provide an additional service. The sustainability here of our island and the area and the growth as we know it here, you know, transportation overall can play actually a very crucial and critical role in either the advancement or the slowage of it.
Right.
So they had a vision, and we're following that vision and our mission statement. It's to get the admissions, you know, relieve them off, get some less traffic out there, and to be able to provide safer transportation to people of tourist areas. You know, when there's so many people from out of town.
And there's so many that fly in and they do not have cars. And they will not park in Clearwater Beach because the parking's $20, $30 on the weekend. And they're like, I'm taking the Jolly Trolley. And how much is the Jolly Trolley if they take it?
The Jolly Trolley is $5 all day. That has not increased there. It's two and a quarter for a single ride. It's $1.10 here if you're over 65. We're ADA compliant, and it's a great, incredible way of just getting around and seeing our amazing city. We, you know, we're working on showcasing it, bringing some advanced enhancements to it here to point out some of the greater aspects that we have.
What if you did like a Jolly Trolley karaoke? Could you do something like that?
Absolutely.
I would, because I have people. That would be fun. That would be another thing. Now, I do have some friends that were here called Stand Up for News, and we were trying to find a new spot for comedy, and we were over at a restaurant, but they closed in Clearwater. Would you ever think of doing, like, stand-up comedy Jolly Trolley?
That is actually when I started with Jolly Trolley a year and a half ago. I kid you not, those two things you just talked to are sitting in my seven little plans
on different tours
that I am rolling out.
We would be running commercials for that. And I have so many comics that are from all over, and they're looking for a place. And that would be more of an experience. You know, come on the Jolly Trolley Comedy Tour. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would end up being probably the greatest comedy tour.
I know. See, I'm working with the National Comedy Hall of Fame. Tony has a big show. We've got the comics coming on next week. It's in Spring Hill. We're going to talk about that. But I've been after, you know, we're trying to get Hulk Hogan's place, you know, and then they have their karaoke. But, you know, so many people love to sing. So you have the karaoke Jolly Trolley, and then that would be like a separate. And the comics, that would be the clean comedy, of course, because you're going to have family and kids, unless it's an adult-like comedy, Trolley.
You know, these guys are so amazing writing comedy, and to give them, though, some information here and allow them to go to certain areas and to find these stories and to put their twist, and it would be amazing on how great that the comedy could really become after.
You know, telling you, all these comedy clubs and there's so many restaurants, these comics would love to do this, you know, and you book the best ones, and, you know, they can get tips, of course, you know, for that.
We have tip draw.
Exactly.
Installed in our trolleys here. Absolutely. You know, we have a great staff, you know, and our staff really works hard. They go above and beyond. You know, and they deliver, make certain that your experience is just as good as it could be here. So a few bucks, you know, for everybody that really does a good job. You know, today's world, we all need to save our money, be smart with it. But those that go above and beyond, let's reward them.
So how do we get the Comedy Jolly Trolley started in the karaoke?
we go on this. We put some dates together. No, this is in my business plan. I have been, you know, working
awesome.
At a lesser percentage than what would need to, you know, finish us off. But I mean,
it would be fun. Wouldn't you see that, Bobby? You know, you take the Jolly Trolley, you know, around, and you're getting laughter while you travel. It would be like a private one, like the Christmas and the, right? Would you say it would be a private Jolly Trolley tour?
Yeah, we would, you know, through routine is where success comes. So we set up, you know, a Friday, a Saturday, or maybe two or three as we grow into this, and we start with one on a Friday here, and as that fills up, we go to either
exactly.
two on a Friday.
And it could be the same price like the other one. People will pay. It's a show. And then you already have a microphone on the bus. I mean, you know, the Jolly Trolley.
They're set up to do exactly just that.
Yeah.
You know, our new trolleys we just got, which are these carriage trolleys that are like 40 years old. They're just beautiful, and we're refurbishing them all right now here, and as they're coming complete, they just look incredible. But those could fit 38 people.
Wow, that's what I was going to ask, because, you know, we only have 3 minutes left, but I have to tell you, there was a company, Captain Brian was amazing. He had the Manatee Queen and Jupiter. It was a huge pontoon boat, and I would get on there, and I'd fill that thing up. I'm not kidding you. We'd fill it up every week, and we'd do a talent search called Be Discovered, and we'd have singers come on. I'd bring in agents and producers, and they didn't know who's sitting there. So that's another thing. There's so many singers out there that want to be, and you just get some of the local agents and producers that are doing movies, and they're sitting there, so they don't know who they are till the end. And they loved it, and they performed. So we called Be Discovered. It was very successful. The newspapers even picked us up in Jupiter, saying, "Oh, the Be Discovered on the Manatee Queen, get to be a star." Of course, you're not a star. You're kind of just helping with your talent. But they all mostly got signed by all the agents and producers and casting directors that were there.
So many great things, you know, come together when you work, you know, for the good of everybody, and you help promote other people and their successes in the different ways that we can.
Exactly. I know our time is up, Mike. Michael. And you are the Chief Executive Officer of the Clearwater Jolly Trolley. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Give your website one more time that they can go to.
It's clearwaterjollytrolley.com or hauntedclearwater.com.
That's right. And you can book your tickets. Now, I notice on the website, it will say, how much is the tickets for the tours?
Right now, the tickets are $29 for adults and $19 for the children.
So 19 and under?
I think it's 12 and under here.
Okay, 12 and
under. Right, if they were 18, still calling them a child.
They're still children. They're in the house. They're still child.
Get them out of the house, right. Get them out.
Exactly. Well, again, thank you so much for watching. And we're so excited because, of course, NationalComedyHallOfFame.com. Please check that out. And Tony's looking for a place for his new museum, which he has so many memorabilia from, oh, my God, Robin Williams. And we have an amazing comic on next week. It's a big charity event. And Soap This is coming up in October. If you like soap opera stars, go to Facebook, go to Soap This, and I'll see you there with a lot of soap opera stars from Days of Our Lives, Young and Restless. It's going to be super amazing. And I'm Dawn Reese, and you are Michael?
Mike helps.
There you go, Mike. And we'll see you on the Jolly Trolley. It is perfect for weddings. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.